This is a paid-for advertisement.
The statements contained herein have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me this morning is Dr. Adam Teichman. Dr. Teichman is a senior managing partner of PA Foot and Ankle Associates, and you can find out more about them at pafootdoctors.com. He's also the chief of podiatric surgery at Sacred Heart Hospital, St. Luke's. He's also a member of the limb salvage team there, serves as a surgical instructor at the podiatric residency program at St. Luke's Hospital and Health System, and is a panel physician there as well in their wound center. And he is joining us here in a moment as we are talking about Stroke Awareness Month, how to prevent stroke, preserve your circulation, help with that high blood pressure, which we were talking about last hour. We'll get to all of that with Dr. Adam Teichman in just a couple of moments here. We're giving away, for our trivia question, a free one-month supply of the Rescue MG, the Rescue Magnesium. Also giving away, if you call in with a question, a one-month supply of the Rescue Vital D3. And the special this weekend is you're saving 40% when you buy four or more bottles or boxes of any Rescue products you want. Mix and match any way you want, as long as you're buying. These are on the individual bottles and boxes. Does not apply to the value in combo packs. And this is a radio offer only, and it's 40% when you buy four or more bottles or boxes of any Rescue products you want. Mix and match any way you want. As long as you're buying four or more and use the coupon code SAVE40, you're saving 40% off the entire order. And you're getting free shipping on any order of $99 or more, and you're earning rewards points. And this special's on through next Friday, or this coming Friday, however you want to word it, but till Friday. So it's a week long special, longer than most. So saving that 40% and getting the free shipping and earning the rewards points, and you can cash in rewards points to get an even lower price than the 40%. Just use the coupon code SAVE40 when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, coupon code SAVE40 at checkout, or use the coupon code SAVE40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. 1-800-26-ALIVE, coupon code SAVE40, or coupon code SAVE40 at checkout at res-q.com, and get 40% off your entire order, the free shipping, the rewards points, and more. And with that, we say good morning to Dr. Adam Teichman. Morning, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good. So we're talking at Stroke Awareness Month, and we're talking about strokes. We're talking about high blood pressure, all that stuff. But first of all, let's talk about what happens to the body during a stroke, and how can we tell if somebody's is having a stroke?
You know, that's a great question. You know, strokes are a serious health issue, you know, but they are often preventable. And the question is, well, why are they preventable? Because, you know, number one, the risk factors, you know, high blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, high cholesterol, AFib, which is atrial fibrillation, heart disease, are all these risk factors for stroke. And as we talk about on the shows in the past, that, you know, these are all preventable risk factors, identifying them and then controlling them. And that's really where rescue supplementation, you know, plays a great role in controlling some of these risk factors and also making good lifestyle choices. And to answer your question about, well, what happens to a body during a stroke? So a stroke occurs when the blood supply to the part of your brain is interrupted or reduced, preventing the brain tissue from getting enough oxygen and nutrients. And we understand and know that when we don't get enough oxygen or nutrients to the brain cells begin to die in minutes. And so stroke is considered a medical emergency, and prompt treatment is very, very important when someone's suffering from a stroke. So early action can reduce this brain damage and other complications that go along with the stroke. But it's really important to understand that, you know, controlling these risk factors that can lead to a stroke are definitely preventable. You know, and then if we go into basically the medical background of a stroke, there's three types of strokes. There's this ischemic stroke, a hemorrhagic stroke, and a transient ischemic attack stroke. And an ischemic stroke is the most common, when the arteries to your brain get blocked or become narrowed by a blood clot. And that's really where those risk factors come into play. And then there's also something called the hemorrhagic stroke, where the artery in the brain bursts open and leaks blood into the brain due to high blood pressure. So too much, or if someone's on too many blood thinners as well, that can cause what we call an aneurysm. And then the last one is this transient ischemic attack. This results of a temporary blockage of blood flow to the brain. And then through that blood flow is usually blocked for fewer than 5 minutes. And this then is still just as serious as a major stroke, but sometimes can be resolved on its own. So those are the three types of strokes. And as we understand, which we talked about how a stroke can occur, you know, then we look at, you know, how can we tell if someone is having a stroke? And that's really important to understand. You know, there's an acronym that we use that's called FAST or BFAST, which is balance, eyes, face, arms, and speech and time. And those are things to look for. So if someone has a sudden weakness or numbness in your face, arm, or leg or on one side of the body, that's a red flag. If someone all of a sudden has speech difficulty or an inability to understand speech, if they have a sudden loss of balance or coordination, sometimes their vision could be affected, they have dimness in one eye, sometimes they have trouble swallowing, and also a sudden or severe headache with no cause that just doesn't get better. Those are all red flags that someone might be suffering from a stroke and might need medical attention right away.
So we would know, as somebody who's on the outside, we wouldn't know if they were having trouble with their eyes. They would know. So if you're self-caring or you want to alert somebody, hey, I have high blood pressure, I think I'm having a stroke, if there's, what would be happening? You say dimming in their eyes? Is that what you said?
Yeah, so sometimes they get vision loss or they get that darkening in the eye where they really can't see clearly.
Right.
That could be a red flag, because we know that with high blood pressure, that can also, you know, affect vision. And then that could lead to a little blood clot in the eye as well.
So we wouldn't be able to see that, but if somebody who's having a stroke would be able to self-diagnose, and if that's happening to you, folks, you might be having a stroke. So, okay, if you want to keep saying, because I want to go over this again, I want to take time and make sure we can help people diagnose someone else or perhaps figure out that they might be having a stroke. So eyes, again, that's going to be a self-diagnosis. What else were you going to say?
Correct. So if they have sudden weakness, if someone says, you know what, or if you notice that their face becomes droopy,
right.
Or they have slurred speech,
they
as
can't.
Well.
One of the things is if they can't smile.
That's correct. Yeah. Or it looks like they start limping, or they feel unstable, or they lost their balance because of the fact that they might have numbness on their leg or their arm. This is all acute. So this is sudden. Suddenly this happens over time. It's not something that gradually happens over time. It's all of a sudden they're like, my face feels weak, or, you know, you see someone walking and all of a sudden they lose their balance and they can't move their leg, you know, or they have all of a sudden increased acute numbness in their legs as well, or one leg, you know, that can be a sign that they're suffering a stroke as well. Or sometimes people say that they might have trouble swallowing. And so, you know, also the person expressing their symptoms is important to understand as well, not just, you know, looking, it's listening as well. So if someone says to you, you know, all of a sudden I can't feel my arm and my face is drooping, you know, that could be a red flag. So really, you know, if someone starts saying things like this, really listen to that person to understand what's going on as well.
Right. So if you see that they're losing their balance, you see that their face is drooping, you hear their speech is slurred, then those are ways you could say, looking at someone, I think you might be having a stroke. In the meantime, as the doctor said, if they're telling you that they think they're having a stroke, it's important to listen to them, because they might be seeing things and feeling things that you can't see. As an outsider, you might see that loss of balance because of numbness. You might see their face drooping. You might hear their speech slurred. But they can tell you, I am numb. I am having vision troubles. Whatever. You can say, I can't talk. They're slurring their speech. So you got to pay attention to what you're seeing from them, folks, but also you as the person that might be having the stroke, pay attention to what you're feeling and do your best. In the middle of a stroke, you might not be able to communicate too much that you're having a problem. So the balance, the eye, the dimmed vision, the vision problems, the face drooping, what's the problem with the arms? You can't raise them, or is there just numbness in the arms?
It could be weakness as well. Some people say, I feel really weak in my arm, or they say, I can't feel my arm, as well. And it's really to understand, too, that these are sudden symptoms. It's not something that gradually is happening over a period of time.
Right, yeah, this is happening. This comes on really quickly, and then that's the point. There's some, because you could have numbness. I have a friend who had numbness. He had a back issue. He had numbness in his legs. It was a nerve issue. that wasn't it. You know, you can have slight vision problems. We all could. But again, the important thing is this comes on really, when you say quickly, minutes, hour, what are you talking, Doc?
You're talking minutes. I mean, this is something. So if you think about it, so when we have a stroke like we talked about, the blood supply is acutely, meaning quickly interrupted or reduced, preventing the brain from getting oxygen nutrients. And the brain cells begin to die within minutes of this stroke. So as that happens, these sudden symptoms occur. And these aren't just things that aren't happening over time. These are very grossly apparent symptoms that you will notice that are very abnormal to the person that you're talking to as well. So all of a sudden, the patient's speech becomes difficult or they're slurred so much that you can't understand what they're saying. And this can happen in minutes as well. Right. And that's really why time is of the essence when you notice that someone is suffering from a stroke. Because there's treatments that the hospital can do that they can give a patient a medication called tissue plasminogen activator, which is TPA. But this has to be administered within 3 to 4 hours after the stroke has occurred.
Right.
So it's really important to understand these signs and symptoms. And if you notice that someone has a sudden increase in changes and difficulty speaking, or they all of a sudden are walking, like, I can't walk anymore, I'm imbalanced, or they say, I have numbness in my arm, this has happened over minutes, and they can't move their arm anymore. These are grossly apparent signs that you will notice that are completely different to that person, which is going to definitely be a red flag that they're suffering from a stroke.
So again, the acronym BFAST, balance, eyes, face, arms, speech, and time. And it's the time part of it is because time is of the essence. That's the time part of it, correct?
100% correct. You know, and that's really where we want to stress this too, that, you know, if you notice these sudden changes that are grossly abnormal to that person, you know, it has to be a red flag. And then you have to tell that person that they might be suffering from a stroke, and you take them to the hospital or you call 911, you know. But these are signs and symptoms that are completely abnormal to that person that happen over a short period of time.
Again, balance. So this is the great thing about rescue, folks. They've been doing, this is the 21st year of this show, faithfully doing this show week in and week out, every Saturday live with doctors and all the commitment they put forth in this show. And yes, they've got great products that can help you, but the information on the show can help you whether you ever buy a product or not. And if this show helps somebody save one life, what a service rescue has done. It could be this weekend. It could be in the coming days that you remember that acronym. You remember part of that acronym. You realize, oh my gosh, they're having a stroke, and you realize that time is of the essence. This is Stroke Awareness Month. Then what a great service. Balance. So again, it's BFAST. Balance, eyes, face, arms, speech, time. Remember that acronym, and then get them help. Now, so the first thing is to call 911. What can they do in the meantime for that person? What should they do? I mean, should they just tell them to just lay down and be calm? Should they be doing, what could they do till the ambulance arrives? Is there anything that you suggest?
You know, just calm that person down, make sure they're comfortable as well until the ambulance arrives as well. Because remember that the only way to treat a stroke, and we said time is of the essence. So there is a medication that the hospital can give this person to go ahead and hopefully, you know, reverse the stroke, and that's with that TPA, that tissue plasminogen activator, which has to be given within 4.5 hours of having that stroke started. And then the likelihood of that patient improving is very high. The longer that you wait, the lower the likelihood that we can reverse the symptoms of a stroke. So it's really important to notice that acutely and keep that patient comfortable, sit with that person, you know, make sure you're there to support them, and give them the comfort that they need during that time as well, because they're very scared. They don't know what's happening, especially if they have that difficulty in talking. Mm-hmm. They really can't express how they feel. So it's really important to be there for that person, you know, and comfort them. And if they have that weakness or numbness in their face or their leg or their arm, they're very scared because they can't move that body part, which has happened suddenly. And sometimes they understand what's going on. It's even more stressful. As well, because a stroke can be, you know, a life-ending event as well. So it's really important to understand that as well.
Friend of mine who was at a restaurant, somebody was having a stroke. They didn't realize it at first, but they were eating, and they happened to end up, they were having a stroke. They were smart enough to clear their passageway because otherwise they would have choked to death on top of having the stroke. So if that happens to be the case, if you knew they were snacking, eating, whatever, make sure that their passageway is unobstructed. But the first thing you do is call 911 and then do that quickly and get them to try to do your best to reassure them, calm them down, and keep yourself calm because they can pick up on your vibe too. So again, balance, eyes, face, arms, speech, time, be fast. And that's part of our help here with stroke awareness. The number one cause of strokes, we want to talk about that when we come back. Other risk factors for stroke. We've got a lot of great products that can help you during stroke month. We got the Rescue 1250, any of the omega-3s, by the way, can be a huge help. Orasine, cell power, leg and vein support, stress blocker, Rescue PM, so you get a good night's sleep. There's a lot of great products that can help you, but we'll talk about those as we come back. I just want to remind you again the special. Any and all rescue products are 40% off when you buy them in individual bottles or boxes and when you buy four or more. Mix and match any way you want. Buy four of the same, buy four different products, whichever. Buy four or more, use the coupon code SAVE40 and get 40% off your entire order, 40% off, plus the free shipping and orders of $99 or more. Plus, you're earning rewards points, which gets you dollars off future purchases, and you can cash in prior rewards points, so you can save even more than the 40% off. You need the coupon code SAVE40 when you shop online at RES. And by the way, that special's on till next Friday. Coupon code SAVE40 when you shop online at RES-Q.com. That's RES-Q.com. Coupon code SAVE40 at checkout, or use the coupon code SAVE40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-26-ALIVE. Coupon code SAVE40, 1-800-262-5483. So what are some of the risks? What's the number one cause of strokes? Is it high blood pressure?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There
you go. Dr. Gunther.
There you go.
So, you know, high blood pressure is definitely a leading cause of stroke. And is the main cause for increased risk of a stroke among people with diabetes. So understanding that is very important, that high blood pressure, you know, increases your risk of developing a stroke as well. And as we know that when high blood pressure happens, the blood in your arteries and vessels are too high. So putting pressure on everything, making the heart work harder as well. And to understand too, and remember that, you know, there really are often no symptoms with high blood pressure. So, you know, making sure that you follow up with your doctor as recommended, either annual visits or, you know, every 6 or 3 months, depending on what your doctor recommends. And if you're on high blood pressure medication or taking supplementation for blood pressure medication, it's important to check your blood pressure routinely, because that is the number one cause of stroke is high blood pressure. And especially if you're diabetic, that increases your risk as well as developing stroke. So to be aware of that, and understanding that it's important to control that, and rescue supplementation works really well to control blood pressure.
So what are some other risk factors besides high blood pressure?
So we could talk about, you know, high cholesterol is also a risk factor. And we understand, you know, what cholesterol is, that waxy fat-like substance that's made by the liver. But also, you know, it can be elevated as well and uncontrolled, and that cholesterol can build up in the arteries, including the brain. And then this can lead to narrowing of the arteries and stroke and other problems. Heart disease as well also can increase your risk of stroke. For example, coronary artery disease increases your risk for stroke because plaque builds up in the arteries and blocks the flow of that oxygen-rich blood to the brain, leading to a stroke as well. And also, having heart disease can also affect the valves in the heart. Irregular heartbeat, which we'll talk about, atrial fibrillation, can also increase your risk for stroke. And then diabetes, and we talked about that. Diabetes with high blood pressure puts you at a higher risk of developing a stroke as well. And we understand the importance of controlling your blood sugar as well. And if your body doesn't make enough insulin, then we have an increase in blood sugar hanging out in the body. And we know that the negative effects of having elevated blood sugar can also prevent oxygen nutrients from getting to various parts of the body, causing atherosclerosis as well, including your brain. Remember, because brain has blood vessels, and those blood vessels can be affected just like any other type of vessels in the body as well. And, you know, as we know, high blood pressure also increases that risk with people with type 2 diabetes. So, you know, those are some of the
What about obesity? Is that a risk factor for stroke or not necessarily?
Well, we can say it does, because remember that obesity definitely goes along with diabetes and increases your risk for high cholesterol and high blood pressure and heart disease. So, you know, a lot of in smoking, I mean, we can also put smoking on the list as well, are all those risk factors for developing a stroke. So it's really important to, you know, not only add supplementation, but address some of those things, but also making proper and good lifestyle choices, like a healthy diet and getting exercise, can also lower your risk of developing stroke as well.
So let's talk about some of the products that can help. I know omega-3s, Rescue 1250, the Rescue 1250 Plus with the vitamin D3, the Rescue Calamarine, the O3 Max, the Norwegian Arctic Cod, all of those omega-3s, the Rescue 2500 TG, all of those omega-3s can help. I know that because doing the show after these years, I've learned it. But wanting it for somebody who's new, or to refresh all of our memories and give us more information, how do omega-3s support cardiovascular health and reduce the risk of stroke?
Yeah, so the omega-3 line through Rescue, like you said, the 1250, the 2500, 2500 TG, you know, the O3 Max, the Calamarine, all these things help control stroke. Well, why do they do that? Because they're addressing the risk factors that lead to a stroke. You know, they're lowering cholesterol. They're addressing, you know, high blood pressure. They're addressing the risk factors for heart disease and diabetes, because the omega-3, we said that is that foundation. They're the building blocks of cells, and there's so many benefits to taking an omega-3 and also lowering inflammation. Because remember, we get inflammation, especially in intimal linings of those vessels, that can increase plaque buildup as well when we get a higher inflammation in the body. And like we talked about, what happens with the stroke is when those little plaque builds up is released from the vessel lining and then can go to the brain to cause a stroke, because there's no more oxygen going to that part of the brain. So if we can control the risk factors associated, you know, with stroke, which is the cholesterol, which the omega-3 line of Rescue addresses, controlling triglycerides, controlling inflammation, helping with blood pressure, helping with blood sugar metabolism. That's really where the benefit of this omega-3 does as well. And also, it helps the blood flow smoother through the body. It's silking those platelets so it doesn't get stuck in that intimal lining as well. So that omega-3 line, that, like we'll talk about the Rescue 1250 or 1250 Plus, is a great example of it. You know, helps address all those risk factors as well. And that's really important to understand when we talk about the benefits of an omega-3, the Rescue 1250 line, mm-hmm. controlling stroke and the risk factors that go along with it.
All right. Let me just rub against the break. We can pick up with that again and refresh on that. And we want to talk about some question here about AFib and its connection to stroke. Somebody sent in, so we'll get to that. And your questions for Dr. Teichman at 866-569-RESCUE. 866 is toll-free, 866-569-7377. In the meantime, use the coupon code SAVE40. That's SAVE40. Buy four or more bottles or boxes of Rescue products. Mix and match any way you want, and get 40% off your entire order. Coupon code SAVE40 when you shop online at res-q.com, or coupon code SAVE40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Welcome back into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me is Dr. Adam Teichman. Just talking off air, need to put him back on hold and get him back on the air here. So welcome into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me this morning is Dr. Adam Teichman, who's the Senior Managing Partner for PA Foot and Ankle Associates, PAFootDoctors.com. He's also the Chief of Podiatric Surgery at Sacred Heart St. Luke's. He's also a member of the limb salvage team there and serves as a surgical instructor at the podiatric residency program at St. Luke's Hospital and Health System. He's also a panel physician there in the wound care center. And he is joining us as we're talking on the Rescue Healthline Show about strokes and more. He will be, we're picking up the well, let me remind you, we're taking your phone calls, but I do have some calls, I mean, some questions that were emailed in, and we'll get to your questions in a moment here and pick up right after I give you the special. I do have one on AFib, but if you have questions and want to go on the air with it instead of just email, then we will give you a free bottle of the Rescue Vital D3, a one-month supply. Give you a chance to win a one-month supply of the Rescue Magnesium later. And all the Rescue products are on special this weekend. Radio offer only. You're saving 40% across the board on any and all Rescue products when you buy four or more individual bottles or boxes. This does not apply to the value or combo packs. They're already slightly discounted, and so this offers cannot be combined. So this is for the individual bottles and boxes where you're saving 40% off every product you buy, as long as you buy four or more, 40% off the entire order, free shipping and orders of $99 or more, and you're earning Rescue Rewards points. And you can also cash in rewards points to get an even lower price this weekend. So use the coupon code SAVE40 when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, coupon code SAVE40. Or use the coupon code SAVE40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That works out to 1-800-262-5483. 1-800-26-ALIVE, coupon code SAVE40. Or again, coupon code SAVE40 at checkout when you shop online at res-q.com and get that 40% off any and all Rescue products you buy, get the free shipping, and get the rewards points. With that, we say good morning again to Dr. Adam Teichman. We're talking about American Stroke Awareness Month, factors to prevent stroke. First of all, again, keep this acronym in mind. Want to revisit this, discussed it the last half hour, but keep this in mind. BFAST, which is the acronym for balance, eyes, face, arms, speech, and time. Balance, it could be numbness, and therefore they lose their balance. Balance is one of the reasons that you want to watch their balance, and if they're a poor balance, could be having a stroke. Or if you're self-diagnosing and realize something's happening to your body, with a stroke it will happen quickly and you need to act quickly. So balance, loss of vision or diminished vision, drooping of your face, numbness of the face, weakness in the arms, slurred speech. If you have any of that, then time is of the essence. Balance, eyes, face, arms, speech, time, be fast. So keep that in mind. Now we're talking about some of the products that can help with helping you with not get a stroke, helping you have compliant vessels, help you have better endothelial wall function, help you with AFib and all that stuff. And that's the first of all, omega-3s. Any of the omega-3s will support your cardiovascular health and reduce the risk of stroke. Let's talk about omega-3s, and then we'll get to, because that ties into what is, as somebody said to me, Gunther, you're always talking about AFib. I always get it confused. What is AFib? And if I have AFib, could I be at risk for a stroke? So I think the answer to that is yes. I think we sort of touched on that. But, Doc, first of all, let's talk about, well, let's do the question first. What is AFib and its connection to strokes?
Sure. So, you know, atrial fibrillation, which is AFib, is basically a quivering or irregular heartbeat that can lead to blood clots, strokes, or heart failure as well. And according to the American Heart Association, 2.7 million Americans are living with AFib. So this is the most common serious abnormal heart rhythm. So a little physiology lesson for you to understand AFib. So basically, we have to understand, number one, is that, you know, the heart works on electrical signals. And when the heart beats, each time it beats, an electrical signal spans from the top of the heart to the bottom of the heart. This causes the heart to contract and pump blood normally through the body. So normally your heart contracts and relaxes to a regular beat. But what happens with AFib, this electrical signal becomes disorganized, causing the two upper chambers, which is the atrial, of the heart to contract very fast and irregularly, known as fibrillating. So basically, the heart contracts irregularly. And then what happens is this causes blood to pool in the atria instead of being pumped completely into the ventricles, which is the lower chambers of the heart. And as a result, this atrial fibrillation or this fibrillation of the heart, the upper and lower chambers are not synchronized correctly. So the heart efficiency is lost. And so with AFib, that rate of the impulse or the atria can range from 300 to 600 beats per minute. So it's beating very, very fast. so you don't have a normal resting heart rate, which is not allowed to exceed 100 beats per minute. So as you have this atrial fibrillation, this heart starts to beat faster and faster, causing blood to pool in the upper chamber of the heart. And that's really where the problem occurs. And then what happens is that it increases your risk of stroke, again, because if a clot breaks off and enters the bloodstream and lodges in the artery in the brain, a stroke can occur as well. And about 15 to 20% of people who have strokes have this abnormal heart rhythm, which is atrial fibrillation.
How many? 15%?
15 to 20% of people who have strokes have this heart arrhythmia. Yeah.
Can most people that have AFib feel it?
Yes, they can. So I guess the question is, well, what do people state when they have atrial fibrillation? What type of feelings do they have? Mm-hmm. Some people say that their heart flip-flops or it skips a beat. It feels like a banging in their chest wall. Some people can get lightheaded, weak, and nausea from it. And some they'll feel that their heart is beating fast, but they're just sitting there. They're not working out. And then also, believe it or not, some people have no symptoms at all, and they're just discovered by going to the doctor that have this abnormal heartbeat as well. How, a lot of people experience the symptoms, though.
Yeah, I was going to ask you this. How often would you, if you have AFib, do you feel it every day, every hour, or is it only once in a while?
So a lot of people say that AFib comes in waves. It's not like they constantly have this abnormal heartbeat, this excessive heartbeat, or this faster heartbeat. It comes in waves. Some people just sit there, and all of a sudden their heart starts to work abnormally due to these electrical signals being messed up. And it comes and goes. But it's an important thing to recognize as well, because of the fact that, you know, it can increase your risk of stroke or as well. And, you know, omega-3s work really well because it's actually thinning the blood a little bit. It's actually helping control we call it silkening the platelets, so they flow better through the vessels as well. So it actually can help people who have AFib as well. And there's some other products like Rescue Orosine, which we'll talk about as well, also help with the abnormal functioning of the heart as well.
All right, so let's talk about how omega-3s help and go into detail, not just on AFib, but how it helps with high blood pressure, with helping people, you know, the risk factors for stroke, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, irregular heartbeat, diabetes. So omega-3s can help with all of that. Omega-3s can help with endothelial wall function, for example, and vein compliancy and elasticity so that you don't have the restricted blood flow, which helps with high blood pressure. It can help lower your cholesterol. It can help, by the way, with irregular heartbeat. It can help you get triglycerides down with diabetes. So omega-3s have so many benefits for almost all the risk factors of a stroke. So talk to me about omega-3s more in depth, if you would.
Sure. So the Rescue, you know, omega-3 line, they're ultra purified, you know, formulated to control, you know, cholesterol and heart health. It has EPA and DHA in it, which are the omega-3s needed to reduce triglycerides and also improve HDLs. And also it helps reduce inflammation, you know, and when looking at, you know, the Rescue Omega brand versus other products, it has the highest amount of EPA and DHA, as well as high-potency pharmaceutical-grade EPA and DHA. You know, it's purified and tested to be clean of over 250 contaminants as well. There's proven effective by research printed in the Mayo Clinic to support heart health as well, and it's been on the market for over 30 years. And we have Rescue has customer testimonials proving the success of the Rescue Omega line, the 1250 especially as well. So it's a great supplement, and we talk about using that omega-3 as that foundation because, as we know, like I said earlier, you know, omega-3s are the building blocks of cells. And like you said, there's so many benefits, not only to reducing their risks of stroke, but the overall benefits, you know, of helping blood sugar metabolism, improving mood, helping cognitive dysfunction as well, supporting eye health. The calamarine is great. I have higher levels of DHA to support eye health. Supports healthy sleep patterns. So there's so many benefits of taking the omega-3s, but we're focusing on stroke awareness this show. So addressing the risk factors that put you at risk of developing a stroke. So Rescue Omega-3 is a great supplement to take to prevent risk factors associated with a stroke. If you have high blood pressure, if you have high cholesterol, starting with the Rescue Omega-3 line, one of those products, whether it's the O3 Max, the 2500 TG, the 1250, the 1250 Plus, one of those products to start out as that foundation is a great first step in addressing the risk factors associated with a stroke and also improving your heart health.
We've spent the better time talking about stroke, the cause of it, and all the acronym, et cetera. I can't tell you enough. We've done two-hour shows just on omega-3s. I cannot emphasize enough how much omega-3s are needed in your body. They're called, the EPA and DHA are called the miracle molecules, and they are essential fatty acids. Your body doesn't make enough of them. It needs them. Every cell in your body has EPA and DHA, needs EPA and DHA. You need this as much as you need air and water to have a healthy body. So if there's anything you're going to do today, besides learn from this show, is get on any of Rescue's omega-3s, because they'll help you at the cellular level and help you with so many issues, including high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, all of that. So any of the omega-3s and the power of choice, because they're ultra-purified, they're potent and pure omega-3s. Rescue voluntarily has their products, every barrel, third-party tested by a company called Eurofins, third-party test every batch for over 250 environmental impurities. So you're talking about pure, potent omega-3s, and you're getting the most per EPA and DHA per gel cap per gram. It is the best value on the market. You can find a cheaper bottle, but the bottle's so weak and the product is so inferior that you may as well be paying, instead of paying for high-test gas, you're paying for, I don't know, garbage, water. It's not going to run your car. If you want a high-octane omega-3 that's the best value per gram of EPA and DHA, loaded with EPA and DHA, you want any of Rescue's omega-3s. And they and all the other Rescue products are 40% off this weekend when you use the coupon code SAVE40. Just buy them in individual bottles or boxes. The probiotics and the Rescue Renew You are in boxes. Everything else pretty much in bottles. The Rescue 1250 and any of the omega-3s are in bottles. And certainly all the others, like you've got the Rescue Ultimate B, the Vital D3, the Rescue Natural Male, the Rescue FemRx, Brain Focus, all those are in bottles. So buy four or more bottles or boxes, mix and match any way you want. Use the coupon code SAVE40 and get 40% off your entire order. Free shipping and orders of $99 or more, all while earning and cashing in rewards points. Coupon code SAVE40. This special until next Friday. Coupon code SAVE40. Shop online now at res-q.com. res-q.com. Enter coupon code SAVE40 at checkout and get 40% off plus the free shipping and more. Or use the coupon code SAVE40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. So let's talk about some of the other products that can help with blood pressure. Orasine is a big, big help. Talk to me about that, Doc. What is orasine? Why does it help with high blood pressure and help with, help people not have, get rid of some of the risk factors for, I guess you would say, stroke?
Sure. So Rescue Orasine is a great supplement for heart health. You know, it works directly at the cellular level to improve the delivery of oxygen and blood to the heart. And how does it do that? Well, there's two main ingredients, magnesium orate and inosine. And let's understand what they are. So orate and inosine are small, naturally occurring compounds found in the body, and they play an important role by helping to make nucleotides, which are the building blocks of the cellular material, RNA and DNA. And these nucleotides in our cell control cellular function. So basically what it's doing is working at the cellular level to help support oxygen and blood delivery to the heart. And ultimately, the benefits of that is not only does it promote healthy blood pressure by relaxing the endothelial cell lining the blood vessel walls, but also helps with coronary and peripheral circulation and blood flow. And that's important when we talk about stroke prevention. It also helps support heart rhythm, reduces arrhythmias, which we talked about associated with AFib. It also promotes more efficient heart pumping action. Again, some of the risk factors that can lead to AFib as well. And reducing inflammation. And we talk about inflammation causing or increasing your risk factor, because as inflammation occurs in the body, the endothelial lining of those vessels start to narrow. If you control inflammation, that can reduce the risk of a plaque breaking off and causing a clot, which can increase your risk of developing a stroke as well. And then also it helps with cellular repair process. So basically helping repair some of the damage that oxidative stress can occur in the body as well, helping improve cell health and function. So rescue orosine works really well when we talk about reducing the risk factors of stroke, addressing some of the risk factors associated with AFib, or controlling the abnormal heart rhythm associated with AFib as well. And it's due to the fact that it has that two ingredients, magnesium orate and inosine. And remember, inosine is a powerful antioxidant.
Magnesium orotate, yes. Yes. So, all right, let's. Anything else you wanted to say about the orosine? Because I'm trying to, we kind of went so long on helping people with stroke awareness and all that. I'm trying to help people understand that we do have products that can help the 1250, the orosine. Cell Power, Doc, what about, why is Rescue Cell Power has got CoQ10 and other antioxidants in it? What about Cell Power's helping people?
You know, Rescue Cell Power combines 10 antioxidants plus CoQ10, and we understand that antioxidants help combat oxidative stress and inflammation. And also, you know, CoQ10 counteracts the effects of the cholesterol if you're taking like a statin. That helps support some of the negative effects that a statin can have. And also, it helps supplement the CoQ10 that's naturally depleted as we age. Remember that CoQ10 is really, really important. We talk about muscle function and the heart is a muscle. So it helps actually the functioning of the heart to work more optimally, especially during, you know, as we get older and also during stress as well, and also helps reduce the oxidation of cholesterol so it's less likely to stick along the arteries that can cause that plaque buildup. So, you know, I know I'm speaking a little fast because we're running out of time, but Rescue Cell Power actually helps combat some of those risk factors, again, that are associated with the stroke by reducing oxidation of cholesterol so it doesn't build up along the intimal lining of the arteries. It also helps by fighting free radical damage, which we know can lead to inflammation with oxidative stress due to the 10 antioxidants that are found in the Rescue Cell Power along with the CoQ10.
All right, let me give somebody a chance to, why don't you come up with a trivia question, Doc, so that somebody can win. We'll take a
sure.
couple of winners maybe. I want to give away either the Rescue Vital D3 or the Rescue MG, and we can also talk about the Rescue Magnesium as one way to me that can help with stroke. Because magnesium not only helps endothelial wall function, helps with blood flow, but helps with over 300 enzymatic reactions. It helps, without magnesium, many of the reactions that need to occur in your body can't happen or happen efficiently or effectively because there's not enough magnesium in your body. So we want to talk about that when we come back. But if you got a trivia question for me, what do you got?
I do. Can you name the acronym that helps us identify if someone is having a stroke?
All right, and we can take a caller for that, and then we can have somebody else maybe define what some of the acronym means, and we'll give a couple of bottles away here, either the Rescue Vital D3, 1 month supply of that, or the Rescue MG, Rescue Magnesium, a 1 month supply of that. Toll free for your answer to that question, the acronym that could help you understand if somebody's having a stroke, 866-569-RESCUE, 866-569-7377, that's toll free. 866-569-7377. I know we don't have magnesium in here because we talked about it a little bit last hour, but you want to briefly touch on magnesium and helping with reducing some of the risk factors for a stroke?
Sure, yeah. So, you know, what you talked about earlier was Rescue Magnesium as magnesium oxide, magnesium citrate, and magnesium glycinate. Those are the three ingredients of Rescue Magnesium. So the benefit of Rescue Magnesium, it supports healthy blood pressure. It helps heart rhythm, as well as controlling blood sugar metabolism, which we talked about as well. Also maintains the mineral balance in the body. But really, when we're focusing on today, is supporting healthy blood pressure and heart rhythm. You know, and I prescribe magnesium to a lot of my friends and patients. Recommend magnesium because of the benefits of controlling blood pressure. And we know that high blood pressure is one of the risk factors that contribute to a stroke. So Rescue Magnesium is a great supplement if we're talking about addressing how we can control high blood pressure and maintain healthy blood pressure. And that's really where Rescue Magnesium plays a great role in also helping heart rhythm.
All right, let's grab a call here. Hey, good morning. You're on the air. What's your first name?
Good morning, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, you got an answer for us?
I do. Do you want it all broken down?
Sure. You can just get, you just gave the acronym, was it?
Okay. BFAST.
Be fast. If you want to break it down, you can make it to the bonus round.
Balance.
Yeah.
Eyes. Face.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A is for another part of your body.
Arms.
Yep. And then, so B, fast, S is for speech, and then time is of the essence. So that's it.
Time is of the essence.
Yeah. All right. So, Jacqueline, hang on. You're a winner. John's going to get your information. I'll put you on hold. There she is, John. And then let me grab this call. Hey, good morning. You're on the air. What's your first name?
Pat.
Hi, Pat.
But I have a question for the doctor.
Go ahead.
I know two people that had AFib, and one had a procedure, a cauterization or something with the heart, a one-day procedure in and out, and another one had a pacemaker. So I'd like to know from the doctor which you would pick.
What, you mean for some products?
No, I want to know what they would how he would treat AFib. There's two different ways. I've heard the two different ways.
To treat AFib?
They do a procedure. This one woman had a procedure on her heart. She was in and out the same day, and another one had a pacemaker put in.
Oh, I see. All right. So, Doc, which one? Do you have any?
Well, you know, that's a loaded question. You know, because I think every patient is specific for the procedure that the doctor chooses as well. You know, the outpatient, the cauterization is definitely works well, and also sometimes they need a pacemaker. I think that's patient dependent on their symptoms and how bad their AFib is, and it's up to the surgeon that's doing it to determine, you know, what the treatment that they recommend, you know, is to treat AFib.
All right, now hang on. John's going to get your information. We'll give you a free bottle of Rescue, okay? Rescue
thank you.
Magnesium. John, she's on line 3. All right, Doc, finally, there's an interesting couple of other things in here that can help. Leg and vein support is in here, and so is stress blocker helping. Talk to me. I guess we got about a minute or so, a minute and a half. Leg and vein support, how is that helping somebody that reduce their risk for stroke?
Well, as we know, leg and vein support is full of antioxidants, you know, and leg and vein support helps improve circulation. It strengthens the blood vessels and capillaries of the vein walls, you know, increases elasticity of the blood vessels. It has great anti-inflammatory benefits to help promote healthy blood pressure, which we talked about today. I think we talked a lot about, you know, how blood pressure is the number one cause of stroke as well. So our goal is to help promote healthy blood pressure, and that's really where the leg and vein support also helps as well. And some people who have swelling in the legs also supports and reduces the swelling in the legs, that heaviness. So, you know, Rescue Leg and Vein Support is a great way to help not only support healthy circulation and blood vessel elasticity, but also help support and promote healthy blood pressure. So, you know, all the products that we talked about today, the 1250, you know, the Orosine, the Cell Power, the Leg and Vein Support, all address those risk factors that are associated with, you know, stroke, the high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, all those things are supported by the products that we talked about today as well.
All right, Doc, great job as always. Hope to talk to you in a couple of weeks. Have a great weekend.
All right, great. You too. Thank you.
Dr. Adam Teichman, PA Foot and Ankle Associates, PAFootDoctors.com. The special, again, this weekend is you're saving 40% when you buy 4 or more bottles or boxes of any Rescue products you want, as long as you buy 4 or more. In the individual packages, not in the value or combo packs, buy 4 or more, mix and match any way you want, and use the coupon code SAVE40, and you get 40% off your entire order. So save 40% off any Rescue products you buy this weekend, actually all the way through next week, 40% when you buy 4 or more and use the coupon code SAVE40. You're going to get the 40% off, the free shipping on orders of $99 or more, and the rewards points. Use coupon code SAVE40 when you shop online now at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or coupon code SAVE40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Have a healthy week.